Thank you for calling customer service. This is Felicia. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I had ordered, did something online. I don't even remember what it was. But I got the, it's from Hype Gadgets. Is that who you're associated with?
One moment. Let me get some information from you. Okay. Now, can I get your, I need to pull up your account. Can I get your zip code?
29306.
Okay. And your first and last name?
Patricia Williams.
Patricia Williams. Hold on one second, Ms. Williams. Excuse me, allergies.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's see, Patricia. When did you place your order?
I placed my order April 21st.
Okay, let's see. What would you get?
And it shipped the 22nd.
Yes, ma'am. And what city and state are you calling from?
South Carolina.
Let me see. Oklahoma, Ohio. Let me try to find you another way.
A little further down.
Yeah. So you have a common name. Ohio. Okay, let's see. And it would have been in your name? Your...
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I'm still trying to find you.
Would it help to have the order number?
Oh, yeah. Hold on one second. Yes, ma'am.
999.
Okay.
14882.
Okay. Let's see. 99144.
939s.
999.
14882.
Let's see if we can find it this way. Okay, hold on. Still trying to, it's not coming up for some reason.
You can't find it?
No, ma'am. Let me,
well, they sent. I did a survey and I thought I was getting a watch for $587. And they sent ear pods and for $687 and the watch for $587, which a total of $1,274. But on my bank account they took out $21.74 and the $587.
Okay,
I don't know what that's for.
Okay.
Thank you. I really want to send it back. Can I just send it back to, would I send it back to Canada?
Oh, I'm trying to pull up your account, but it sounds like where you order from, just listening to what you're saying, it sounds as if the order you place when you paid the shipping and handling. Now,
it said free shipping.
It was free shipping?
Free shipping.
Well, see, normally what happens, I'm trying to find what company, because we're a third-party customer service center, and what normally happens with something like that is you order it, and you may have, you know, done it through Amazon or Costco or something like that, and
this was not an order. It was a gift, per se. They said if you tape this survey.
Right, a survey.
It's been a while. I don't know what the survey was even about.
Yes, ma'am.
But I just want to send it back because I'm reading some reviews, and they're the 587 for the watch was for 14 days only. They're going to charging me. So I want to send it back.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was getting ready to tell you. That's what it was. Patricia,
it's very misleading. If I can ever get that website again, I'm going to report them.
Okay. I'm just. You said Patricia Williams?
Right.
Okay, that's Williams.
Now, on the bank account, when it brought out the thing, it said something else. It said, hold on 1 minute. And I tried to look it up, and it said that there was no such thing.
Now, what's your zip code again?
29306.
Usually they let us pull it up that way. And what were you saying about the bank statement? I apologize.
No problem. I'm trying to give you a name of another where it came out of the bank. It was not Hype Gadgets. It was something like Professional CORRED. And I looked it up on computer, and it said no such thing. Couldn't find anything. Now, on this, it says USPS First Class Package, and at the top it has PURE, P-U-R-E, 105 Sierra Way, Milpitas, California.
Okay.
So you don't know who this Hype Gadgets is?
Now, it sounds like it's one of the vendors that we service, but if I can't find your account, I can't really say which one, because like I said, we're a third-party customer service center, and we do service accounts. Hold on, let me see if I can get my supervisor to help me, because I don't want to tell you, you know, I can't find it, and it's probably something I'm doing.
That's the only one, I mean, that's the only name, and that's the
order number. And see, usually that order, I mean, that's just is that the whole order number, or is it something?
This is what came with the package, packing slip, it says.
That's okay. Let me see.
Yeah.
That is just interesting. It's Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, Williams,
right.
Correct? Let's see. What is your telephone number?
864.
Is that the area code?
Right. 574-2462.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
ma'am. Okay, we can't find anything that have with that order number for any of the accounts that we service. Now, where did you get the number from to call? Was that on your bank statement?
No, it was on. Hold on, I got two things here. I'm trying to work.
Yes,
I was trying to get you the name of where, when they took it out of my bank. It's called Quick Professional Corrid. 877-736-3235 CAUS.
Is that the number
and
that
I
you
looked,
got?
That's what says in the bank when they took. That's where they sent the money, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked it up, and it says cannot find nothing by that name.
Did you try dialing that number?
That's not. Is that a number? You think?
Yeah, I think normally there's a number that's there with
like,
it and. Huh?
I believe it's too long.
It's too long for a number? Like, it's not an 800 number, like 1-866?
It's 877.
Yeah, that's a number.
7636324. That's too many, isn't it?
877. What is it?
636324. I thought that was a number. I don't know. You think that's a phone number?
Uh-huh. It should be 10.
Oh, whoever they are, I don't like them.
Yeah. Try dialing that number, ma'am, and see if you can pull, if they can connect you with that customer service center that's servicing your account.
Now, where I got your number from, I looked up, pulled up Hype Gadgets, and it says not BBB accredited business profile. Down below that, it says contact information. 105 Saraway, California, website, and then it's got your number, 855-384-0673.
Yeah, you may have the wrong servicing center. That's the only thing that I would think. You should be able to get the information from your bank statement or from your bank where the funds were, drawn out to, and then the number to where that was drawn out to.
So I'll have to go to the bank?
No, you should be able to call, call that number that's on your statement.
Oh, that
yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Call that number first and see if that can.
And it's probably not going to work.
I hope it does,
I got myself in a mess, boy, if I learned.
No, ma'am. Call that number back and just see first, and then let's just go from there, because one thing about it, your bank could give you the number, because they had, in order for them to withdraw funds, they would have to have a number
and
where
address.
It was submitted to, I'm not sure about the address, but they would have the number to the, the location where they sent the funds. But it sounds like the accounts that we service, and it's a 14-day trial offer, and if you don't cancel within those 14 days.
That's not what they said. But it was probably written well somewhere that I didn't see.
Yeah.
But anyway, now where are you? Are you in California?
No, ma'am. We're third-party customer service, so we service accounts that are all over, but we are not located in California. So that's why I say call that number, and maybe that can provide some guidance or whatever, just to where, which service center that you need to call. But it definitely sounds like, that's the the scenario where something that you didn't, that, when you ordered it, that you didn't cancel it within the 14 days. But even, then they should be able to discuss your options, with you.
Yeah, in 14 days, they're going to charge me $200-something.
Oh, probably. No. If I'm not mistaken, if you just got the watch, is it working out for you? How's it?
No,
I think
I just got it today, and
I understand.
I put it together. And
okay.
I didn't want the earbuds. They sent earbuds and charged me for them, and I didn't even order them.
Got you. But, that's what it, and you said that order number 999. Well, hold on. Let me take out something. I just thought about something.
9-9-9-1-4-8-8-2.
Okay, let me take out those nines. 1-4. Because that looks a little more like a order number. No. 14. No. 14882. That's what
Got
you
it.
Said, right? Hold on. Let me try this one. 488. No, ma'am, it's not pulling up with any of.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Sorry, I couldn't help you, but, you know, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.